Hey everybody, we are talking with Mr. Greg Stockdale once again, talking about our cool new lending program called Lending Point that you should check out. So watch the show and find out more about it. Welcome to the show, and on today's program we have Mr. Greg Stockdale. We're talking about Lending Point, Greg, and just for those who may not know what is it and how does it work? What is Lending Point?
Well, Lending Point is an online loan aggregator, and what they do is they hit with the near prime market. So if somebody has a loan, comes into a credit union, asks for a loan, loan's denied, they're near prime, the credit union refers them to Lending Point. If Lending Point approves it, they get 2% income on 2% of the loan funded.
The credit union does? Wow.
Credit union does, yeah. Wow. And if it's outside of Lending Point's key ratio, which is basically the 600 range, mm-hmm. they refer that loan back to the credit union.
Okay.
Because they're pulling loans in. I mean, the marketplace has changed so much that credit unions are kind of missing the boat a little bit. Most of the credit unions were founded, on what is baby boomers. Well, baby boomers are now net savers, not net borrowers.
Exactly.
And credit union folks, especially the baby boomers, they're brick and mortar folks. The newer folks that are coming along are internet-based, web-based, social funding, so forth. So they don't look at the credit union first. They look at other sources. And in fact, I did an internet search this morning. Mm-hmm. In the credit union term, obviously a signature loan or unsecured loan.
Yeah.
And that will get you about 800,000 to 1.5 million hits when you do a Google search on signature loans and unsecured loans.
Okay.
However, if you go and you look for quick loan or fast cash or personal loan, you get between 15 million and 97 million. 97 million hits were on quick loans.
That's impressive. That's impressive.
Yeah, and the best place in the world to hide a dead body is on page two
of Google.
Google search, yes. And on all of those, only on one of those was a credit union on page one. And that was when you put in signature loan. But that's only 1.5 million hits. So if you do a search, that just tells you people aren't searching for that kind of loan because they're not used to the credit union vernacular.
Right.
So it's the old story. The Lending Point is kind of the old story. It's just like, who wants change? Yeah, who wants to change?
No.
This is something different that credit unions haven't seen before. The company is fairly new, mm-hmm. and it's a marketplace that credit unions aren't familiar with. Most credit unions, when they approve a loan, they don't fund 100% of those anyway. And then when they turn down the loan, they really don't do too much with the member, and especially on an unsecured loan. Mm-hmm. So they turn down the loan and they kind of, leave the member on his own or her own. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, if you're borrowing because the washer's out or the car needs repair and the credit union says no, you don't go home and go, oh, well, I guess we're just not going to get it fixed. That's not going to cut the muscle.
You go somewhere else.
Yeah, exactly. So where are they going to go? And the younger they are, the more they're going to look to the internet to do that.
Yep, no doubt,
so
no doubt.
Those folks are already going to companies like Lending Point, and Lending Point is looking to bring credit union members through the program. And the reason that they do that is very good. It, for credit unions, it's perfect because there's no prepayment penalty on the loan, and the credit union has already said no, which in most cases, wash your hands and goodbye, mm-hmm. didn't meet our qualifications. So we turn them over to Lending Point, or we don't turn them over, we refer them to Lending Point. Lending Point may or may not make the loan, but if they do, the credit union gets interest income. Then there's no prepayment penalty. So maybe the person was denied because their credit report was what we call colorful, where they start circling all the little, we don't like that, oops, don't like that, we're going to color that. So, then they get this credit report that's all colored up. So if they go to a Lending Point, then they turn around and they make payments to them. And so that may improve their credit to the point where the credit union is able to make the loan.
Gotcha.
And Lending Point, when their loan is referred to them, Lending Point reports back on how they're paying and whatever. But the credit union's not liable for any losses. So it's a good deal for the credit union. Yeah, so we're able to monitor it. And if a future date we say, we want that loan back. Let's bring that back in-house. So we can pay them off without a prepayment penalty. And they're not like they're not a payday lender.
Mm-hmm.
So their interest rates, you know, it's around 17 to 35% interest,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, 100% less than, you know, I mean, to a factor of 100 mm-hmm. difference in what mm-hmm. the payday lenders, those are 300 and 400% interest rates.
Well, I mean, this sounds like a no-brainer almost. So, I mean...
I wish it was available when I was the credit union CEO.
Yeah.
As you look at it, you go, wow, but the thing is, it's, you know, it's just a little far outside the box for most people right now.
Yeah.
They're just struggling with grasping the concept.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we have a due diligence package. We have all that good stuff that they can look at and you know, feel comfortable referring their members over. Because it is a referral program like almost any other program.
Mm-hmm.
Auto referrals, GAP, MBI, all of that good stuff.
Yeah,
secondary income, and credit unions are really dying for secondary income. And this is a market they, I think, totally ignored for many, many years. You know I'm guilty. You know, when we were there, it was like, we're busy working on the ones we can approve. What do you do with the ones you can't? It's like, well, you know, you can't fix them.
Right.
I mean, sometimes you look at them, you go,
So this is an ideal tool to go after that market.
Right.
Because it sounds like you have options there, basically.
Well, you know, quite frankly, do you think they're not going there anyway?
Right.
So the members are you know, they're moving from brick and mortar to internet. Credit unions aren't really strong on the internet yet. But if they're able to access that market,
mm-hmm.
because what happens is when they're outside the range that Lending Point will do, they refer the member back.
Mm-hmm.
So your 600 or your 700 plus member FICO score comes back to the credit union.
Ah, okay, I get it.
Yeah, and who normally gets approved? Because, you know, credit unions, we're big on risk avoidance. You know, like the guy from CUNA said, there's the credit union model does not encourage taking risk. Because if you take risk, you get no reward. Oh, that's your job, you know, nice job, you know, whatever. But there's no, you know, big, huge reward for taking risk. There is a huge deterrent for taking risk, though. If it goes bad, oh, what were you thinking?
Right, right.
You know? So no upside, huge downside. So mm-hmm. what's the credit union answer?
They're not going to participate. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that might be perceived as risk. Well, we'd like to encourage everybody to obtain the due diligence package, you know, look into it, review it, and I think they'll find that that's an awesome program to put in their portfolio. I mean, if it wasn't for overdraft, which is a much higher interest rate if you compute it, you know, this is more credit union friendly than any program I've seen in a long, long time.
So what are your goals with it? What do you want to, I mean, obviously world domination would be nice, but in reality, I mean, what are your goals here?
Well, if we can find a way to get the, you know, because one of the things is you tell the member no all the time, they're going to leave. So member retention.
Oh, yeah.
Or if you tell the member, oh, we have these great rates and, you know, yes, we do, but not with you. That's not going to work either.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to stop calling.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have an answer, it's just like on an auto loan. If you make an auto loan and the person says, I want to buy this Mercedes and I've been on my job 6 months and I make $2,000 a month and I live with my parents,
mm-hmm.
you go, you know, maybe that's going to put you in a bind if you ever decide to move up. But, you know, we give them a stipulation. Well, maybe if you buy a lesser car or maybe if you put more down, you know, you can have that Mercedes, but boy, you better be money into it, because if reality comes around and then you go, oh, I need to do this and this, and then you want to get rid of the car, I want to make sure that you're going to be able to sell it off and have a profit, mm-hmm. not a loss.
Because
we don't want to bear the loss. When we look at that up front, we go, that's kind of out of our risk range.
Right, right. Gotcha. So, I mean, what are some of the key takeaways or points of this program that would that credit unions can look forward to? Obviously, it sounds like there's options there for them, you know, to either take it or not take it or bring it back, that type of thing. So, right. I mean, it sounds like it's a pretty flexible program.
Well, it's non-interest income to the credit union if they say no and Lending Point makes the loan. They can pay them off with no prepayment penalties. They can bring them back. It improves the member's credit, and it retains the membership. You know, so if you know, because you keep telling somebody no on a signature loan, and you go, we got these great auto rates, and what's the member going to say? Oh, it was so pleasant the last time I went down there. I can't wait to go get a no again. So, you know, I mean, it's like you got to look at it from the member's point of view.
True.
I know most credit union people, and I'm as guilty as the last person, I sat there and looked at it from the credit union point of view, and you have to look at it from the members' mm-hmm. point.
Yep.
In the old days, you know, with the baby boomers, we had more of a captive audience. We're almost irrelevant. We're not totally irrelevant, but we're almost irrelevant to truth compared to what we were before.
Yeah, yeah.
So we need to, you know, who wants change? Everybody wants change. Who wants to change? Nobody wants to change. This is, I believe, a no-brainer,
yeah.
like you said. It's really a credit union friendly way of doing business. You know, we go, you know, no, we're not saying no. We're saying, here, try this. You know, just like a stipulation mm-hmm. on a, so really a good deal. And the interest income is nice with no liability to the credit union.
Exactly. That's the beauty yeah. of it all. Wow, that's really cool. So where can people find out more about it? Where
they can contact me directly, and I'll be glad to give them a due diligence package, get the information out to them, answer their questions, point them to the right direction, you know, all that good stuff.
Okay, cool. Well, anything else to wrap up here, Greg? I mean, it sounds like a pretty cool deal for credit unions to, like, again, give them options. So,
yeah. Yeah, it's an elevator speech, basically. You say no, they say yes, you get income. Mm-hmm. Okay, was there another question there?
That's less than 30 seconds.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you very much, Greg. This is something that I think that should needs to be brought to light. So here we are. Very cool.
Super.
Let's get this out there for you. All right, man. Well, thanks again, Greg. Appreciate it, man.
And thank you for having me on again.
You're very welcome. Anytime, sir. Anytime.